Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, sometimes you look to the Bible, and some words just seem to be more abused by men than others, and among those words that are abused by men, somewhere near the top of that list of abused terms would be the word election. Obviously, it's a beautiful word in the Bible, and when you read the epistles of Paul especially, you're going to find that Paul often uses the term elect or election. But I want you to consider that when you look at the word election, the way that the world often understands that term and the way that Paul describes that term in the New Testament are often very conflicting. There's a system today known as Calvinism. It's been around for a long time. And the way the Calvinist and the modern mind often looks at the concept of election is they begin with this idea that men are born guilty of sin. And they say by that, that men are born guilty with the sin of Adam. And as a result of that, because man is so depraved, there has to be what they call an unconditional election. And because it's an unconditional election, meaning, of course, that before the foundation of the world, God by name individually selected who would be lost and who would be saved. In other words, you have no choice in the matter. God decided for you whether you would be lost or whether you would be saved. And as a result of that, there is now a limited atonement. And because you are so depraved, at least in their understanding, there's simply no way you could do anything, so God irresistibly causes you to be saved. And if God is the one doing the saving, then there is what they call the perseverance of the saints. There is no way you could ever be lost if God does the saving. And you can see, and there's acrostic in there, there's the word tulip. It's just a simple way of remembering the concept of Calvinism. But in the Calvinist's mind, election is something that God does before the foundation of the world for every individual by name, and you really don't have a choice. But that's not the way the Bible presents the word election. In the Bible, the word election and the word elect carry the same concept. Both, in dictionary definitions, carry the idea of being picked, of being chosen. The idea is a selection. Now, a couple of questions come to mind with regard to that word, and so we just want to go to the Bible and ask a few questions and seek the Bible answers regarding this word election so that we understand what the word means today according to the Scriptures. For example, we ask the question or questions, who does God elect? And who is offered this chance of election? If it is God doing the calling, then who exactly is God calling? Who is He offering this chance to be chosen? Consider with me this passage. In 2 Thessalonians 2:14, Paul writes and says, "Whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ," or our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if that call is made through the gospel to be the elect of God, then let me ask you this question. How many people in this world is the gospel presented to? How many people are to be the recipients of the gospel? Who's the gospel for? Well, isn't it for everybody? In Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, aren't we to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? And if God calls men by the gospel, and the gospel is for everybody, God calls everybody. The chance to be the elect is not something that God predetermines for every single individual. It's a chance He gives to every man upon the face of this earth. Or how about this? What does God call men out of? Specifically, can we determine what He is exactly inviting men, selecting men to be a part of? Consider this. In Colossians 1:13, Paul writes and says, "...who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." Notice that what God wants and what He chooses men out of is to leave darkness and come to the kingdom of His dear Son. Finally, we ask the question, how does one become the elect of God? Who are the elect? I want you to listen to 2 Peter 1:10. Peter writes and says, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure." Now listen carefully. To the elect of God, He called them brethren. Whatever process would make one a brother in Christ is the same process that would make one the elect of God. And there's no other way to accomplish that than to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. When a person hears, believes, repents, confesses, and is baptized, immersed in water for the remission of sins and raised to walk in newness of life, he becomes the chosen of God. To how many people does God give that chance? To every man. The elect of God. It's the chance to be selected. It's the chance to be chosen. And there's no greater privilege in life than to be the selected of God. You have that chance. Would you accomplish that today by obeying the gospel? I want you then to consider as you read through the New Testament, every time you see the word choosing or the word elect, you know what it means now. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.